I don't care what they say. Unless it's anointed of the Holy Spirit and lines up with that book right there, God's not going to put a seal. Listen, the Holy Spirit will only baptize what he births. If the Holy Ghost didn't birth it, he's not going to anoint it.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
Today's message was taken from a recent service here at Pace Assembly. Let's go into the word with Pastor Rogers today. This sermon is entitled, The Difference Maker.
It's on this earth. I'm here by divine appointment and assignment of God Almighty. And he so much values me that he took his same spirit and placed that spirit on the inside of me so I could be a success and a conqueror through all things. Ladies and gentlemen, we are spirit-led, not spirit-driven. And even though the trends of the church today will depend upon the arm of the flesh and human abilities, this church right here will always depend upon the Holy Spirit. Spirit to flow through. Otherwise, there is nothing left. No amount of human effort can accomplish or substitute for what the Holy Spirit can do. You're sitting in a building right now, and the other buildings on this property that are paid for today. Because the hand of God guided the individual, my predecessor, my mentor, the emeritus, to be able to lead this church in that direction. Not just to be paid for, but to have a place that is strictly and thoroughly furnished of the Holy Spirit. Now, some of you weren't here when the predecessors and the prayer warriors that have gone on were sitting in the very locations where you are. But can I tell you, all around this place, all around this property, all inside of the individuals that are in this building that are filled with the Holy Spirit, is the same Spirit of God that's kept this church alive. When they wanted to come in and shoot the preacher, it was a Holy Ghost conviction that grabbed a hold of the man with the gun and made him go outside. When the devil tried to come inside of the chapel in the middle of a service and the Holy Ghost anointing was there, they opened up the Bible, the preacher did, captured the devil, threw him outside, and people saw the manifestation of that devil leaving this place. Ladies and gentlemen, it's no less that we're fighting in spiritual warfare today, and no less of the Holy Spirit can we have than those that occupied the upper room in the book of Acts chapter 2. So what does he want to do? Jesus said, be endued with power from on high. Don't try to preach, don't try to sing, don't try to accomplish anything until you've been endued with power from on high. I'm going to give you three things right here. Number one, he wants to infect you. Infect. Somebody say infect. He wants to infect you. My nurses and folks in this building know exactly what I'm talking about infection, and some of you do too as you're sniffling and snorting and blowing in this service this morning. Infection. Infection. I want to tell you what you are when the Holy Spirit comes in. You are the host of the Holy Ghost. When you get infected, it gets on the inside first. You don't show up on the outside. Something was going on the inside before it manifests itself on the outside. Are you tracking with me this morning? Infection gets on the inside, attaches itself to the host, and then spreads throughout the body. I'm using that metaphor this morning to let you know you are the host of the Holy Ghost. And there came a sound from heaven like as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and cloven tongues of fire, Acts 2 says, came upon all of them, and they all were filled. The whole place was filled. The whole place was infected of the Holy Ghost. Not one inch of that upper room place was not affected and infected by the Holy Spirit, and they began to manifest. Listen, talking in tongues is not the Holy Ghost. It's the initial physical evidence that you have the Holy Ghost dwelling on the inside of you. When you open your mouth and you let him come out of your innermost being, he's going to take hold of your tongue. Here's a little lesson for you. Somebody say, well, why the tongue, not the ear? Why not falling down? Why not holy laughter? Why not this? Why not that? Because James says that your tongue is set on fire of hell. And James says in the book of James that if you can control the tongue, you can control the whole body. I can't get no help in here. I just talked about gossip. Come on, somebody. If you can get a hold. Have you ever just reach in there between your ivories right now and take your fingers and try to hold your tongue? Just reach in there and try it. I dare you to do it right now. Just reach in there and try to grab your tongue. You can't hold it for very long. It's slippery. Come on, somebody. It's weaseling its way out. That little muscle inside of there is trying to quiver away from your hand, because the one thing you cannot control without the Holy Spirit is that tongue. You know what I'm talking about. Some of you good Holy Ghost-filled saints, let go on your own, will open your mouth and say stuff that you didn't think would come out of your mouth if you don't. You know you've been praising God one time and looking cockeyed at somebody about to say something. You ought to thank God for every time you are about to say something, but the Holy Ghost said, whoop. Come on, somebody. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna give them a piece of my mind. You better not. You're going to need it. You're going to need every piece of your mind. Look at your neighbor and tell them, you better keep it. You better keep your mouth. You better keep your tongue. You better hold on. Well, who's the only one that can control that? That's the power of the Holy Spirit. Isn't it amazing how of all the ways that the Holy Spirit could show you the evidence that he's arrived, he picked the one most uncontrollable part of your body, gets a hold of your tongue, and now the evidence that you have the Holy Spirit is that you speak with other tongues. Some would say that's of the devil. Others would say you're mad. But the book lets us know in Acts 2, that's the evidence that showed up that the Holy Spirit have arrived. Well, that just happened then. Well, you didn't read the rest of it. Acts chapter number 10, it happened again. Well, you didn't read the rest of it. Acts chapter 19, it happened again. And just in case, after a while, if you don't believe, I couldn't convince you of nothing. All I can say is, at 9 years old on the piano side, I lifted my hands and the Holy Ghost came down, and I've been talking in tongues ever since. Ladies and gentlemen, don't knock it till you tried it. I say be filled with the Holy Ghost and fire, and you'll watch your life supernaturally get up by the power of God. Somebody lift your hands and thank him for the Holy Ghost. You better thank him for the Holy Ghost, because he's the power of life to you. When you exhale, life goes out. When you inhale, you're inspired. He wants you infected. Look at your neighbor and tell him you need a good infection of the Holy Ghost. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. My friends, if you look for a church with programs, you'll find good and wonderful programs going at any number of churches. I'm not against program. We got programs, great programs. But Jesus didn't say if you find a good program, you'll have liberty. Jesus said where the Spirit of the Lord is. Y'all read your Bible? That where the Spirit of the Lord is, where the Spirit of the Lord is. I asked you, can you identify the Spirit of the Lord? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. When the difference maker arrived at Pentecost, they heard the sound and they spoke the language of heaven. The Holy Spirit arrived, and then the infection started spreading. And he's still infecting people's lives. He's not only wanting to infect you, he wants to affect you. Somebody say, affect me. That means get a hold of your life, control you. Well, ain't nobody gonna control me. I always love it when people won't submit themselves to somebody who's in authority in their life. If you don't submit yourself to your folks, your parents, you will to the police officer. If you don't to the police officer, you will to the judge. If you don't to the judge, you will to the warden. Come on, somebody. I'm just going to say to you, be filled with the Holy Ghost and let your children's 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 children experience that same keeping power. Come on. I don't know what to do with my kids. Turn them over to God and pray the Holy Ghost fire down on their heads. I don't know what to do with my kids. They're living in my house. Go in their bedroom and anoint the place until it screams like a greased pig. Come on, somebody. Get you an anointed cloth and sew it into their clothes. I don't care what's going on. I'm telling you, the only reason why I'm alive standing here now is because Mom and Daddy prayed the Holy Ghost down on me, and the anointing of God is the keeping power of God. Affected. He wants to affect your talk and your walk. He wants to affect your lifestyle, that you just don't go just anywhere and do just anything. Come on now. He wants to affect the way you live. How much of that infection? Whenever the sound came on Pentecost, the Bible says that people in the city came running over to hear what took place. They heard a sound. The sound didn't come from earth. The sound came from heaven. And the first thing they said, it's no big deal. These guys are just drunk. You'd be shocked to know what they say about Pace Assembly. But it's a little too late. Now you done pulled up the parking lot, put it in park, and came in here. Now you is one of us. Google's flying over, taking a picture of your tag right now. You belong here now. It's over. Peter had to stand up, and the Bible said, full of the Holy Ghost. Some folks would have just started an argument. Peter said, these men are not drunk like you think. And then he explained, but it's only the third hour. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. I know some of you are thinking of some folks that can get it on at 9 o'clock in the morning. He said, these men are not drunk as you suppose. It's about the third hour of the day. And then he reveals the prophecy. Oh, my God. Then he reveals the prophecy. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the same prophecy that's reverberating through this building this morning upon what I see upon this graduating class and upon you. The Bible says these are not drunk as you suppose, but this is that was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, saith the Lord, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams and your young men will see visions. And upon my handmaidens and my servants will I pour out of my spirit in those days. Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to me. This is the greatest concern of my life, because I can tell you many churches are dying for the lack and the neglect of the moving of the Holy Spirit. And I speak to our Assembly of God brothers and others, because it is hard in the time we're in to not flow into what may be the trend of society and just tamp down everything. And I want you to know, I'll tell you like I told my staff this past week, listen carefully to me, and I don't mean any disparaging mark about anybody, but listen carefully to me. Assembly of God Pentecostal people don't do Baptists well. We just don't. Now the Baptists do Baptists great. But even the Baptists today, in their last meeting that they had, began to recognize that something was going on their ministers on foreign fields, and have lifted the lid off of them to say, if you've been filled with the Holy Spirit, it's all right for you to speak with other tongues. Come on now. I'm talking about, God said, if I can't find me a Pentecostal church, I'll give me a Baptist one or Episcopal. I'm going to find me somebody. He didn't say all Assembly of God. He said all flesh. Anybody want to be counted in that number? Lift your hand right here. Because I'm going to tell you, and I speak as someone who's been around it for a little while, third generation, there is nothing more dead than a dead Pentecostal church. And the prophecy goes out in the book of Revelation. He said, you've got a sign out front that says you're alive, but inside you're dead. What is the evidence of the Holy Spirit operating? It's not just us coming in here and getting a blessing. It's us being infected and affected. The Holy Spirit begins to take control of our life to such a degree that we're our own. We've been bought with a price. And now, no, I'm not going there, but I am going there. It's amazing to me how we can say, I'm going to go over there, and we feel led to do something like that, but not get into a situation where we feel like it's adverse, because that's not God. Ladies and gentlemen, the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you into all truth. And if that place of leading takes you right into the lion's den, don't you worry. There's enough Holy Ghost that's in you to take care of every lion that's in the den.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.